VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Britain's Parliament has spoken and it has said no again, with just 12 days until the UK must come up with a new plan or crash out of the European Union in chaos. The House of Commons threw out four options designed to replace Prime Minister Theresa May's thrice-rejected Brexit deal. Monday's votes revealed a preference among lawmakers for a softer form of Brexit, but not a majority to make that happen. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China on Saturday. At least 26 firefighters have been killed. Four are missing. The fire broke out in the Muli County of Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. Beginning Sunday afternoon, authorities sent nearly 700 firefighters to put out the fire. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for the woman said Monday his client had pleaded guilty to a charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons. This is VOA News. The Algerian president